In 2006, Vermont's Next Generation Commission was asked to develop a plan to keep Vermonters living and working in the state, citing critical demographic shifts, and then things went downhill. Since 1997, the state schools have lost 30,000 kids. Businesses say there's a critical shortage of skilled labor. As Vermont Governor Phil Scott said recently, we don't need new taxes, we need new taxpayers. So, a year ago, the state's Department of Tourism and Marketing launched a pilot program, the Stay-to-Stay Weekend, in which participants travel to different resorts on different weekends to network about jobs and homes and schools. This winter, they've added a twist, the Stay-to-Stay Ski Weekend. Wendy Knight is commissioner of the Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing. She joins us from Vermont Public Radio in Colchester. And Wendy, these Stay-to-Stay Weekends, people pay their way, but then you do what? Tell us about the Stay-to-Stay Ski Weekend, for instance.
Sure. So the skiing is something new that we added this weekend. One at Killington, one at Mount Snow, and one at Bromley.
What happens for the people who come?
So they'll ski or ride on Saturday, and then they can join a reception on Saturday evening with locals from the community, as well as other people that are interested in moving to Vermont, to find out what are the opportunities for living and working in Vermont.
So they have entrepreneurs, people who have companies, potential employers, and real estate agents?
Yeah, so the welcome reception is designed to connect people who are interested in moving to Vermont to those in the community that can help them relocate. Mm-hmm. So that could be school superintendents, neighbors, people that have recently moved to Vermont, as well as community leaders and business owners.
This is so cool. First of all, I have cousins in Vermont. I can just see my cousin Peggy. She would arrive with a basket of baked goods.
That's the idea, is to welcome people, is to be gracious and to welcome people and to have that support network.
How many people come?
Well, last year we had four pilot weekends throughout the year, and we had 140 guests that came. Of those 140, we have had eight people who have actually moved here already. We have an additional 35 people who are actively job hunting or looking for a house and planning to move here within the next year.
Let's bring in Nicole Smith, a graduate of the Stay to Stay program, came up for a weekend and then did relocate to Vermont from Denver, Colorado. Now lives there in Arlington, Vermont. Nicole, I'm thinking Colorado to Vermont. Some people would say that's not such a big switch, but for you, what was it?
I have a lot of family back in New York, so I had been in Denver for about 4 years, and I had wanted to relocate to an area closer to home, but had fallen in love with the mountains of Colorado. And this Stay-to-Stay program came up when I was researching different towns. And what really attracted me to the Stay-to-Stay program was that they were providing us with networking opportunities. Like, the first thing that I was introduced to was the Chamber of Commerce of the town, Bennington, Vermont, which I chose as my Stay-to-Stay weekend. And so all of a sudden, this big, scary move for me was kind of much more approachable. Yeah. And I literally met business owners, I met realtors, I met people from the banks, I met so many people that I would have never been able to have the opportunity to meet, and it just all of a sudden gave me like a community feel, which I immediately fell in love with.
Here you are. All these people are gathered. It's like a welcome wagon. It must have made it so much easier. Is that how you got a job, by the way? You're running a daycare.
So we went out to dinner with the Chamber of Commerce and some other business owners, and I applied to four different jobs that weekend, and we also applied for the apartment that we are now living in that weekend as well.
Do you think you would have been able to do this quickly and efficiently without that?
No, not at all. Yeah. This big scary move that I was like looking up Craigslist ads for jobs, Zillow apartments, and then all of a sudden within a weekend, we had gone to the Stay-to-Stay weekend on August 10th, and September 1st we moved to Vermont.
Wow. Wendy Knight, again, of the Vermont Department of Tourism. You have a great spokesperson there in Nicole Smith.
But absolutely.
So you say she's one of eight people who've, you know, actually physically made this move and is putting down roots, which is great. But, wow, is that going to be enough to help Vermont's problem or to justify the effort you're putting into this?
Well, the effort is nominal in terms of cost. So as you said in the beginning of your segment, the governor has made it very clear that expanding our workforce and growing our economy is one of his top priorities. So the goal of the state-to-state program is very singular. We want to grow our workforce and increase our tax base. And one of the ways we do that is by encouraging more people like Nicole to live and work in Vermont.
Yeah.
There really is no downside. Mm. I always talk about the one state-to-state weekend reception I went to in Rutland, and we had 7 guests that came that weekend, and we had 60 people from the community that came out. And some people think that that's over the top, but I don't know how you can find fault with being gracious and welcoming.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Nicole Smith, again, who went to the Stay and Stay weekend in Vermont and relocated to Vermont from Denver, Colorado. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Wendy Knight, Commissioner of the Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing. We're going to link people up to your Stay to Stay and Stay to Stay and Ski programs at hereandnow.org. Wendy, thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And we'll also link you to Vermont's program that pays expenses for people to move to the state but work remotely in another.